Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, peace and life, family. We in? Good. Man, I'm good. We in? Let's see what's going on. Hold on, family, I ain't seeing my family. We'll get it together real quick. Let's get it together real quick. Get together real quick, peace and life, family. How's everybody doing? Okay. Okay. All right, there we go, family. Let me get this together real quick. Y'all stand by. Progress. I mean, it's Divine Verity here to give the game service. What they call change, I ain't certain, but with this truth, it gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. How's everybody doing out there tonight? I gotta be honest, y'all. It's been good to be back with my family. Being who you are, family. Give yourself one more time. Seeing another day being out here. You know what I mean? A lot of people didn't get to see this day. A lot of people ain't here with us, you know. So we always give praise to the Most High for allowing us to see another day, you know. Another day, no matter what you do. You know how many days we, 16 days. Not 16 days. We went 7 days into the new year. 16 days into the government shutdown, but get away, we still all right. TSA slowing down. From what I hear, man, and I don't know how y'all gonna feel about this. Yeah, y'all, you know, let me know how it go, cause you know I don't get to take part in this. You know, of course, with my transparency, I don't mind. You know, I don't get to take part of this with my care and outstanding child support issues. But from what I understand, family, y'all, this shutdown is gonna the latest income tax. That's what you know what's being said now, especially Trump don't do nothing about it. You know, because I don't think these people budging by this wall, y'all. This man trying to get this wall. And the way this is going, Trump probably going to get this wall. Because y'all know Democrats always fold. They fold every time. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't know why we love voting Democrat anyway, but we ain't gonna get into all of that. We do that anyway. Peace, family. I see you. Salute, God. Yes, sir. Now, I'll be going on the YouTube Live. Actually, a lot of people that don't know the reason why, you know, I haven't started up on the YouTube Live because I haven't, you know, got the scenery right. A lot of, you know, again, I believe in transparency and honesty. You know, I've been, you know, in between locations right now, actually waiting to move into a house. So I've been, you know, we've been, you know, me and my family's been in a hotel for the past, you know, couple of weeks, you know, in the process of waiting on it, getting his house. So my scenery is not, you know, really right, because I got some things that I'm trying to do this year. I want to do it real big, you know, for these, as far as my backdrops and, you know, all of that type of stuff to get my setup right. So for now, we just going to stick with the audio. You did it. You know what I mean? But I will be, you know, jumping on that because, you know, that is what time it is. You know what I'm saying? People need the visuals. And like I said, I really got some creative ideas, some things that I really want to implement, you know, even outside of that, because, you know, that's, it's all going to fall under, you know, the umbrella, you know, of, you know, my production company outside of, you know, of course, the series still got, you know, in development, you know what I mean, as we speak. I try not to speak about a lot of things. I like to let the work and the actions kind of speak for itself. So a lot of y'all notice, like, my social media, you know, it's kind of, that's strictly primarily what it is, you know, just really promoting what I got going on. I'm not one of them, you know, just get up at random, you know, say random shit up, or just post random things. You know, that ain't never really been my thing. You know, I always like to do things that, you know, make sense. You know what I'm saying? It's a method to the madness. And I never really been one to be seen, but, you know, I want to be heard. You know, and being heard is not necessarily always, you know, something that, you know, being heard out of your mouth. You know what I mean? But I like to let action speak, and that's what timing is. And it's something that I've gotten away from in other areas of my life that I've been getting back to, you know. And I'm, you know, feeling good about things because I'm starting to see again that progress of those things that I, you know, I guess you could say I kind of lack behind a little bit, got a little lackluster, lackadaisical in my approach, you know, of rectifying these things. So, but you know, man, we're gonna get it together. It's baby steps. You know how new year, right? New year, new me. Y'all been still going for that okie doke? How many of y'all been still doing that shit, man? You know, 7 days. I know y'all probably, you know, I fucked up a lot of things already, man. I why? 2020 my year, goddamn. We're going to make America great in 2020, family. Yeah, that's right. I said it. We're going to make America great in 2020. I didn't say again. I said we're going to make America great. Because I get to put myself in another position. Not a compromising position. I ain't going to put my... I'm going to put myself in a better position, but not having to put myself in a compromising position to do that. Maybe I should say that. That's more so what it is. It's so much, you know, even like with our, you know, the topic of the night, right? See, a lot of things, Sam, I don't like to get into gossip, you know, the gossip type shit. That's never been my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a gossip site. You want that gossip shit, going to people's business and all that, the breakups and all of that shit, you got to go to the shade room and, you know, gossip or whatever they call it. You know what I mean? No diss or nothing to those people, because they, you know, obviously, you know, whatever they're doing is very lucrative for them. So I can't hate on nobody making money, but that's not my mantra. You know what I'm saying? I've never been big on gossip, so I don't do that in my real life. So, I can't get up on here, you know what I mean, portraying like, and I don't be in people's business like that. I ain't finna searching motherfuckers all up in there. No, you're not going to get that from the Van Verde Podcast, family. I like to do things. I like to have conversations and dialogue and analyze things. And so, if I am ever talking about, you know, something that's, you know, viral or in the news, anything like that, I'd be trying to dissect it and analyze it from, you know, a standpoint that, you know, that we can get some information out of or take something from, or just looking at it from another perspective that the masses of the people are not looking at, which is what we're going to do with this shit tonight. Hey. So what y'all think about Kevin Hart, man, and these Oscars, man? I'm pausing y'all because I'm, you know, again, like I said, y'all, God ain't through with me yet, man. You know, I relapse. I don't even say relapse because, you know, my shit is with discipline now. My thought process is a whole lot more clear, y'all, than it's been a lot. You know, probably because I done lost so much. And, you know what I mean? I done, lost so many things and probably hurt or let so many people down that it's virtually impossible for me to make the same mistakes again. So I can't think I'm a little more, I am more focused, you know, than I've been in the past. Needless to say, outside of my, you know, even though, you know, I do take my physical health and my sobriety serious, and I've been going hard, y'all, these last, you know, in this new year so far, you know, as far as my workout and everything going, man, I've been really getting into it, you know, trying to further perfect, to see if it's even possible, man, to see if I can even possibly perfect what God created, what the ancestors created, you know what I mean, what the universe put together within me, you know what I mean? Because I know I can be better. That's only more dangerous for y'all. That ain't really got nothing to do with me. I'm doing this to piss y'all off. Know what I mean? Because I guess I came into this seeking nothing. And I got a lot out of it. You know? I think I had a perfect better half. And I've already produced some of the best offspring that the universe has ever seen. I'm already bearing the best fruit any tree could wish. The nectar can, you know what I mean? I have that already. So there's no more I could do than to piss y'all off. You know what I mean? Because a lot of my supporters are haters. You have to understand that, fam. So you want to get to the point where a lot of your supporters are your haters. And I love that. A lot of my supporters are haters. They don't even know it. A lot of people support you, might even support you and think they really supporting you. They got your back, but they really your haters. They don't even know it. They just following you, watching your every move, hoping you fail one day. And they're going to be the one to step up when you fail because they can't wait. And I know I got a few of them. I know I got a few of them that, you know, That fall into that bracket. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? It's cool because it's all to be expected. Great power comes respect, great responsibility. See, I learned that shooting out Uncle Ben car. Great power comes great responsibility, family. I was shooting out Uncle Ben car when I learned that. You did. Hey, man, salute to cognac, man. I do got cranberry juice in it, y'all, so I guess you could say, you know, that's something I don't normally do. Everybody know me. You know, I cowboy. I like to drink mine straight. You know, and in my drink, I cowboy. You know, no chaser, no training wheels. You know what I'm saying? As my dad used to say, don't put no training wheels on this bitch, son. But see, I got a little cranberry juice because we're trying to be healthy, you know what I mean? Health, you know what I mean? Health. Health is wealth, right? Health is real wealth, isn't it? Even that's strange, right? Because isn't that even controlled these days? Because people say real wealth can't be taken away from you. Shit, they can take your health away. Ask the people in Flint. That's the millions of us that still ain't got no damn good health insurance. Although they can't even go to the doctor under this president. But I guess America get made great again. Right? How would you know? How would we even know if America is getting made great again? They say the economy getting better. I gotta be understanding no laws, things that they put in place like that really happen overnight or, you know. So a lot of that work is from what Obama's doing, but I doubt it, man. All that shit under the same umbrella, man. Feel like this, y'all. Donald Trump ain't shit. And the motherfucker passed him the torch wasn't shit. And the one before him wasn't shit. Because America ain't shit. Y'all keep trying to fix a system that ain't even broken. Why? Since when, at what point was you ever created equal in this country? They wasn't talking to you, nigga. I ain't disrespecting nobody when I say that word, am I? Guess only the ones it pertains to. But that's a horse of a different color. Different color. Here we go with colors again, right? That's how you survive in America, family. We're going to get ready to get into why we go. We got to talk about this shit, man, because I know this shit is all, the boy is all viral and everything, you know what I'm saying? And it's going down, man. Your boy, you know, it's a 6-part documentary on this guy, man. So, anyway, we're going to take a little break. Take a little break for a second. And we're going to come back and we're going to have this conversation about this. You did. Be right back, family. Y'all already know where you at. The Fame Verdict Podcast. Yeah.
Talking about getting to a point where you can just get away from it all, you know what I mean?
I wanna go where I can be free, to a place where I can be me. I wanna feel that ease, I wanna feel every breeze in the leaves. I wanna blow like the leaves in the trees. Are you going my way?
I wanna coast on the coast, let's have a toast. Who are you and the most, how you living?
I wonder would you ever know what is worth it? You can take me on a getaway.
So for the time left, I think we should read it together. Let's finish this letter. Let's end it with never. And let's reflect on all the days we didn't get the treasure. And so for any count itself, for the attempt that I ever get to this level, I see forever is them. But know my method is simple. I recollect what I spent and I recollect where we've been through. You know I'm better than them. I see myself in the mirror. The picture is getting vivid. Cause fitting it how I'm living, just reconstructing my image. I know people are busy if they don't feel it or get it. Our lovers will let you down if they don't share the same vision. I get it. Earth is a prison, perpetuation. We keep us in position where we ain't made it survive. Or either the fate that hold us or made it control us over. I don't know, but I'm focused because I know what she told me. She said,
I wanna go where I can be free, to a place where I can be me. I wanna feel that ease, I wanna feel every breeze in the leaves. I wanna blow like the leaves in the trees. Are you going my way?
I wanna coast on the coast, let's have a toast. Who are you and the most, how you living?
I wonder, would you ever know what is worth it? You can take me on a getaway.
I'm talking no worries, only love, no ghost stories. Nothing but the sunshine, no snow flurries. The rain don't exist, the pain didn't flee. Cause the pain, so we remain in the abyss. So when the shame is a myth, and we are who we are, but where came it is? That's why I can be the blame when you piss, and that ain't even it. I say I can be the aim when you piss, and I'm for sure to knock that thing over the fence. Say my name will be kicked.
tell me you love me. I know niggas ain't shit, but baby, tell me you trust me. Don't tell me I'm complacent, don't tell me I'm too jaded. Just tell me that it's real, in fact, real is an understatement. Just tell me that you feel it when I make them little statements. Like you don't know where it's going, you just hope that you can take it. Just know the truth from fake shit, and know that we can make it. Hopefully it's faded, close your eyes and brace for this vacation. All I heard her say was,
I wanna go where I can be free, to a place where I can be me. I wanna feel that ease, I wanna feel every breeze in the leaves. I wanna blow like the leaves in the trees. Are you going my way?
I wanna go on the coast, let's have a soul to you and the most. How you living?
I wonder would you ever know what is worth if you can take me on a getaway. Get away.
And when you see us cheating, ain't no turning back down, because we ain't coming down, baby. Baby, we are. Baby, we are. And when they see us cheaters, ain't no turning back down, because we ain't
because
coming,
we ain't coming
down,
baby. Baby, 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 baby. Salute to my home girl Trill, man. We recorded back time ago. Y'all stay tuned. Y'all get that acoustic and that video version real soon. That'd be Getaway. Y'all get on. Check the boy out, man. On Spinrilla, man. Spinrilla / Pimp Black World. Welcome to Black World Volume 1 is out right now. Welcome to Black World. The album coming soon. Sooner than you think. All 2019 action, family. All 2019 action. But guess what? That ain't even why we here, right? Because we trying to survive. 12 play, though. I ain't gonna say it, though. We trying to survive. 12 play, bro. We trying to survive. Step in the name of Lord, my nigga. I thought we believed we can fly at one point, y'all. What y'all doing? Huh? You talking about, wait, oh, y'all didn't get the signs? Y'all didn't get the shit? Seems like you're ready. Huh? Y'all didn't understand what the nigga was saying then? I never been a fan of the guy. Look, let me tell y'all like this. This is not finna go the way y'all think it, fam. Right? Now, I gotta state my claim. I gotta state my point on this shit with this guy, man. Now, the man is an extraordinary song maker, right? But see, listen, like I always tell y'all, music is an art. Music is an art. Art is a form of expression that is a mental or visual tool that can be used to inspire, provoke change, or thought. This is fact. I done said this on numerous occasions. Quote the boy on it. With that being said, man, how come we don't pick up the signs, bro, like we pick up every damn thing else? Right? He started out with a little situation. Now, I didn't watch the documentary, family, because I didn't have to. I want to do this shit before. I wanted to be old when I watch it. It's unnecessary to watch. There's too many highlights out here. All you got to do is wake up and open your phone up and just go through the highlight reel and you got it. But it's nothing new. Nothing we didn't already know. Those of us that's, you know what I mean, in our 30s and shit, we saw the fucking video. That was the most profitable bootleg in the history of bootleg. And we all was laying in bed in child pornography. Be honest. If you watch that shit, if you let your friends watch it, who had that videotape? Keep it real. Who had the VHS? Everybody watch it. You knew what the fuck it was because that's what people brought it to you as. Man, we got that R. Kelly tape where he peeing on a little girl. You know, they got a Grammy sent right there on the desk while he eating a little boot out. Everybody saw it. You saw the shit. Isn't that it's changing child pornography? Ain't niggas going to jail for that shit now? Y'all just, we all just as guilty as he is, did, if that's the case. the first Beyonce. Aaliyah. The biggest hit Aaliyah had, right? Well, the first hit she had, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. That, of course, R. Kelly wrote. Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, y'all. Nobody stand that shit, because that's what type of time everybody was on. Watch this. That girl was, what, 15, 16, a teen. She was a teen pop star, right? So all the girls emulated her, our age anyway. I'm talking to those grown motherfuckers in our 30s. I'm 35 years old, family. I'll be 36 in July. But all those grown motherfuckers. Wait a minute. Is that correct? Yeah, that's correct. I was 36 in July. My bad. Y'all know at a certain age, that shit, you know, is neither here nor there. But all the girls our age, you know, that emulated and loved Aaliyah. What were they doing when we was in high school? Who were the guys to talk to? They weren't checking for us. They fellow classmates. They trying to get with the big dope boys that coming up in the cars, picking them up. Y'all already know that was the thing to have an older boyfriend. Keep it real. Don't act like I'm just talking because I got lips, family. Don't get quiet in the chat now. I see y'all. Because that's what y'all was doing. That's what it was. You know what? And then look. I'm gonna take it back even further than that, right? Cause y'all got some explaining to do to me, family. Your grandmother, especially those of us of age, right? That's doing all this judging on this man now. Oh, he's so wrong. How is he doing this shit, right? This for us, those of us that's passing judgment. Before I really get into him a little bit. Your grandmother, how old was she? How much older is your grandmother from her oldest child? And be honest, like, keep it real. Think about it. You probably never even asked that shit. Why your oldest aunt or uncle don't really get along with your grandma like that, or they weren't tight. Cause that's all your granddad of them did, was fucking little girls, get them pregnant at 13, 14 years old and shit. Cause I know you got all your grandma in number 12, 13, maybe 15 years max older than her oldest child. Ain't that a baby? She want a baby then? And she probably the main one right now, sitting back right now looking at the new time out. They ought to lock his ass up. Well, they ain't locked Charles up. They ain't locked Willie Earl them up. America, the fucking beautiful, man. I love y'all so much, I hate you. Cause we so hypocritical, man. There's a hypocritical ass time full of hypocritical ass people. We all guilty of this shit, of the same shit y'all putting on this man. Only difference is this man got money, just like Bill Cosby. And a lot of them girls lying in the fucking way. Now watch this. Particularly, I don't know if the people at Lifetime, you know, did their homework or their research on the people that they decided to put up on the docu-series or whatever, right? But, again, I never even watched the show. I'm just going off highlights. And my brother Troy Turan, Star in the Morning, my silent media mentor, he actually brought some... I don't know if he brought it to the light, but I learned this, you know, next point from him. one of the young ladies that was on the docuseries, the name of Asante McGee, if I'm not mistaken, or something similar to that. Close enough to that. Y'all know who the hell I'm talking about. But there was a phone conversation that was posted of that of her. That thing, a dude that she was dealing with that had posted and recorded a phone conversation between her and her daughter. This is way back in May or something like that, right? And in the phone conversation, you know, it was like, she's coming home with all this, you know, different designer bags, designer clothes and cars and stacks of money, thousands of dollars, right? But she all on the documentary like she was held against her will. But according to the daughter, that she was leaving it for days or weeks at a time, she coming back with all these luxury expensive gifts. How the fuck is you held hostage, baby? Who the hell pays a hostage like that? Come on with the game, man. And then that's the crazy part about it, right? I think the money just slowed up. That's why these motherfuckers coming out now. He stopped paying their ass. You know, because this man was paying the families and all that. Even one girl said, even like right now to this day, them girls over there of age, you know what I'm saying? And they done been with him for ain't nothing they could do. And one even got on the video and said, man, nobody been held against their will. How you been held against their will? And what kind of parents were these to, like, even okay or justify my 16, 17-year-old daughter going, you know what I mean, over, you know what I mean, being with this guy? And see, people been doing this shit for years. Example, right? And nobody even talking about this shit. Steven Tyler, isn't that the dude from Aerosmith? Then the chick he was with, a lady signed her 16-year-old daughter over to him. He was sleeping with the girl, got her pregnant, right? They up in the hospital room, found out she was pregnant. He turned to the doctor and said, take the baby out. Take the baby out, right? And those broke motherfuckers that ain't on us, we can't even say some shit. You say some shit like that, they'll lock your ass up. But he's Steven Tyler. He rich. He has power. He has fame. And while none of this other stuff wasn't an issue with R. Kelly, what, 10, 15 years ago? Because he was more powerful and more famous. Didn't nobody give a damn. He was dropping that money off, that I believe I can fly money. And then that trapped in the closet money. They gonna get every black entertaining asterisk, family. Eddie Griffin said it the best, and that shit is fact, because it's being proven every single day. And they proving it right now with R. Kelly. But even though this shit ain't nothing new, because we knew this shit already. And I don't even honestly think anything is gonna happen, you know, as far to him career rise or anything like that. I really don't think this is gonna phase him, because we like to step in the name of Lord. That we did. That's what happened. You remember after the whole girl shit? That's when he came back with you know, he was quiet for like a couple of years or whatever, going through that trial or whatever. Man, a man came back with Step in the Name of Love, man. It was over with. He had a whole new roster, a whole new fan base, you know, a whole new team of girls that up in the, a whole new team of girls in the dungeon, man, or whatever the fuck they doing over there. The girls wanted their life, man. They want their life. They don't mind getting fucked and sucking dick and eating pussy all day. Just lay up in that mansion and not do nothing, not work. And that's all the work they got to do. Suck R. Kelly dick. They didn't mind that shit. Now, undoubtedly so, family. There's no doubt. Here's what y'all got to understand, man. Pedophilia is a sickness, man. Pedophilia is a serious, real sickness. I think, you know, I even go so far as to say it's a mental illness. Something is really wrong with people that I think are attracted to minors, to kids. That is an illness. I think it's an illness more so than it's a crime. And that's like anything, you know what I mean? Because if we keep criminalizing things like drug addiction, right? People go to jail for drug addiction. But I think drug addiction is an illness, not a crime, in my opinion. Because you just locking me up, right? For the crime, punishing me for the crime. How is that helping me with the illness? Like, what's going to make... Who's to say Bill Cosby or whoever the guy, whatever, you know, Bill Cosby, he finna trap out in a minute anyway. But how is this going to make R. Kelly not like little girls anymore if we prosecute him, send him to jail and all this shit? Like, how does that help with the illness? And what is a rehabilitation process for somebody that's, you know, all into pedophilia and, you know, that kind of shit? How do you... I'm not making a joke of this situation because I know this is a serious thing. People, hell, 80% of the people in the damn country done been molested before. When we studies done show. I, you know, personally, never been, you know, molested. Sorry. I can't walk with you on that one. But it has happened to very close family members of mine. You know what I mean? I've seen it. And again, it's a sickness, family. But I just, in my opinion, you know, I just keep saying, like, if we calling that out, man, let's call all the actions out. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But see, the thing is, that brother didn't kidnap nobody. He was doing the same shit that we was doing, that everybody, all these motherfuckers do. Matter of fact, I work in a restaurant, right? You know, until, you know what I mean, me and this restaurant talk about some marketing strategies. I will not say the name. But I work for a very, you know, profitable big restaurant chain, right? And the other day, one of the hosts come to me like, hey, that girl over there, you know, just sat down at the table. You know, she's kind of nervous. I'm like, what's she nervous about? She's like, she's on, I guess you could say she's kind of on a blind date, so to speak. But she's on a blind date with an older guy. And, I'm like, what you mean she on a blind date with an older guy? Well, she never met him before. I like, well, yeah, she's met him, but she's kind of like a sugar daddy type of shit. And I'm looking, now this is a little white girl, right? I go to the town, I'm expecting to see a little black, little nat looking chick, you know what I mean? Popping gum and shit, right? Nah, man. It's a more little cute, little innocent little white girl you can find, and then this old fucking nasty ass, beast ass, molesting ass, fucking weirdo came in there. That shit had me real uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? It had me real uncomfortable. I kept asking the girl, was she okay? You good? You know, because she had told the host if she don't give a signal or something that she's uncomfortable, that, you know, somebody can come and intervene. And that already was enough to me. Like, this is bullshit. I really don't even want no part of this shit. But I just think that's the thing. The only ploy that they probably got to get this man money and all his masters. I gotta look into R. Kelly's master situation. So I'm gonna have to get some follow up on it. I'm gonna have to go ahead and jot some notes down. I'm gonna have to do some follow up on this. Oh no, outside of him. Fuck the documentary. I don't really care about that shit, to be honest. You know, I'm talking about for what it is. I'm putting everybody else on trial. Everybody that's passing judgment. You know, like Jesus said, let the one without sin cast the first stone, especially that one. Because the most of you niggas I know, you niggas still fucking these young girl, and you still chasing these little girl. I know this shit for a fact. Now, I know cats that done, you know, said shit I done had conversations with that I know for a fact still and be chasing young girl. But they got a comment about this shit. Motherfucker, you didn't make 12 play. Is that what 12 play mean? Is she 12, she can play? Ah, it's fucked up. It's fucked up, R. What's all in here? Seems like you're ready. I could have sworn you were ready. Man, please. Y'all didn't get nobody, nothing. They didn't do nothing for you. Your body's calling me. And you know, man, one time, the man even had got a conscience at one point. You remember he said, my mind's telling me no. But your body's telling you, yeah, that's a fucking sickness. He telling you, man, I got problems. Something wrong in my head. I got a sickness that I need help. Because I know I'm doing wrong, but I can't help it. This urge in me is driving me to touch this fucking baby. Gotta know that's a sickness, man. With a guy of that stature, probably gonna have damn near any fucking woman in the world, grown as beautiful, fine as women that he want to, but he has an attraction to minors. And that's a sickness. That you can't say that ain't sick. You know, I almost feel sorry for the brother. Then, you know, how we know that's a sickness? Look at the trauma. What causes mental illness? You know, what causes anxiety and all these other mental illness? Usually things that happened to you in your past. Things, traumas that has happened to you that hasn't been properly dealt with, or you know, brought closure to, things that like let it happen in your life. Those are the type of things that create these mental illness in people. Things that'll make you become serial killers or serial rapers and child molesters and all that kind of crazy shit. So I really think it's all a damn ploy, man. To get in this man's pocket, maybe. Because I don't know where it comes from it now. Like, why demean him now? It ain't like this shit is new. Brother sick, and then, like, fake motherfucker, what I'm telling you, man. Your whole family, your brother. All them bitches, ex-white man, you got a lot of fake motherfuckers around you, bro. But like I said, that shit all good. People will put up with your bullshit. They'll put up whatever you're doing as long as you're paying them. They'll put up whatever you're doing. Because like I said, if this man faces any criminal activity, anybody that knew about these things need to be punished right along with him just as well. Because you just as guilty. You let that shit ride on. How you come up and got all these goddamn stories now and ain't never said nothing to nobody? Never tried to intervene. It's a lot of motherfuckers that got rich off this man. Think about RCA. There's been a spike in his music. They still making money off R. Kelly. Still. Can't tell me that ain't the king of R&B. See, looking like the king of R&B to me. Cause I'm sure king of R&B type moves that's being made. King of R&B moves being made, y'all. can't. Even the young lady sparkle, man. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I saw one clip to where the young lady named Sparkle, it's an old artist. She was, you know, she was an artist on, I forgot the particular song she made, but when they come in with it, what was said was like, it was, they found it really interesting that R. Kelly wrote the video. And she was so young and all this and that. And she was like, I think she was maybe 17 at the time. And if you think about it, it's like he dressed her in the video and it's real provocative, everything. I'm going to go and check it out. I want y'all to go check it out and do the same, you know, at the conclusion of the broadcast. But, and, you know, he come in 2 years ago. You better be careful what you say to me. That shit though. He came in, you know, 2 years ago, I didn't know you had me a friend. See what I'm saying? And oh, shit, man, like, and then that whole thing, guess what? But see, we got to realize, we got to look and check and see how they, because see, from what I'm hearing, that when the Leo parents, her family, okay with that situation, because then they supposedly get married or sneak and get married or some shit. Somebody help me out with that. Because we found that shit out, right? Nothing happened. We found it out about Aaliyah. Nothing happened. Brush the shit under the rug. Sparkle happened. Nothing happened. Brush the shit under the rug. He ate the little girl booty out and peed on her. We brushed that shit under the rug as well. That's why I say I don't feel the same way about it shit as y'all do. It seems like America to me. Y'all been letting these fucking Catholics get away with this shit for 40, 50 years. Y'all ain't talking about that. I'm going to be honest with you. That's why I said, that's why my thing, family, in America, I don't look at what this nigga doing as a crime. It seems like the American way. And it seems like the way of the world, since America ain't nothing but an extension out of fucking Europe, that's an annex of fucking the Vatican and Rome, that's all offspring of ancient Greece and that ancient Eurocentric civilization, where pedophilia, homosexuality, bestiality, all of these things were birthed and introduced to the rest of the world. I don't feel the same about the whole situation, cause I think y'all guilty. He sounded like an American to me. He said, if we was in Italy, that man would be a martyr. It's America the beautiful. All y'all do is fuck young girls. Y'all fuck kids. You disrupt the lives. Guess we'll see peace in a minute, right? For my brother R. Kelly. Again, man. You got a sickness, dog. You have a real bad sickness, man. And I think, you know, it'll only do anybody and anything. It'll do yourself some justice. You know, try to seek some help for that, bro. For within yourself, you know what I mean? You gonna let this world trick you, and this world is based on that shit. Hugh Hefner, come on, y'all. You know, motherfuckers took any motherfucker that took their children to this nigga at 15, 16 years old and shit, babies, to be Playboy models and shit like that. Man, it's the American way. This is what y'all do. That's what I say. I ain't surprised. In a matter of time, like I said, I said this maybe about last year this time. You know what I mean? When we had first started the podcast. I said last year around this time. Pretty soon, pedophilia will be legal. That ain't far-fetched. Because 10 years ago, I said the same shit about homosexuality, but didn't nobody see it. Then the temperature started changing everywhere, all over the world. And once the temperature started changing, that's when everybody just got on that old fuck shit. All of you got on it. So, that's how it's private. I'm sitting back watching this show. They starting with rape, the Me Too and all of that shit. And the only reason this shit matters, it don't matter to them motherfuckers, cause like they said, and I agree with the fact, them real black girls, so it ain't that big of a deal. They just want to tear a black mogul down. They want to tear a black mogul down. But hey, I'm going to take a little break real quick. I'm going to get into something else, give y'all another little snippet. A little sample off of the Welcome to Black World. This is another one off the album called True Story. So it actually is a concept about, you know, not nobody in particular, but specifically people in particular, people that we all know. You know, girls, that's exact, you know, prime example. Young girls is growing up too fast in the hood, you know what I mean? Looking for love in all the wrong places and, you know, getting influenced by these older guys, you know what I mean? Because they're looking for dad. They're looking for their fathers. And father figure's not there, not in the house. You know, there you go to young men. You know, they're looking for father figures. When father figures are not there, he's not in the house. So he turns to the streets and the street elements and take what the streets has to offer him. You know? And these are facts. We know, we see and we know these people all day, every day, family. You know, like, again, it's not nobody in particular, but, you know, Red, the chick Red and Blue that I'm talking about in the song, you know, they represent a culture of people, a culture, an era of a generation of people, you know. Forget free thinkers. These are not even thinkers at all, man. It's headed nowhere fast, but. At any rate, man, it's a true story, family. Be back in a minute.
And I now know why the cage bird sings. Being alone, your mind roams and worry about everything, and free birds die quicker now, and birds of a feather flock together, but we can't figure how. I wish I could tear a red bone and kneel and pray, cause these niggas ain't shit today, but get rich, you're just another free bird, stuck on them three words, looking for love, and she done only seen worse than the worst of the 16, yeah, she a 16, gotta watch her cause she only 16, her mama got her ass too, anyway, last dude had red sand, I passed curfew, she got a fake ID, now she sneaking in clubs, living life on the rest, experimenting with drugs. Where's the love gone? Then Red, just another sad love song.
Cause every night I close my eyes, I hope I see something inside that helps me breathe when I get tired. I hope my feet gon' feel me cry. Cause I've been down this road before, and I've been almost to the door. And see, this is what I'm living for. And
yeah,
and I can't be sure.
Yeah, LaBoy Blue family on welfare. Government housing nowhere near Bel Air. Grand around the corner, mama sent all the mail there. Three older brothers, so you know that they'll share. They work the same pair of whatever they wear. It ain't a big place, but they wanna stay there. It ain't much any two fans in a red chair. It ain't a safe place, but the place is still theirs. I guess they still there. Blue like shit, yeah. Gotta be a heaven, cause we living in hell here. I know that I'm a sinner, but do God hear our prayers? We all got problems, we ain't giving a fair share. Started watching that. Damn, how they do that there? Now the people like that boy do not care. But Blue, like, if I can get a spot, I'd be high here. Man, and Blue can only see the problem we got.
Cause every night I close my eyes, I hope I see something inside that helps me breathe when I get tired. I hope my feet gon' feel me right. Cause I've been down this road before, and I've been almost to the door. And see, this is what I'm living for. And again, I can't be sure.
Yeah, now you see me right.
here, trying to lead you to the light to step. Cause even one look is not a glare, that means it doesn't quite compare. So yeah, I give you an idea from here, and man, I tell your life ain't fair. Now you don't wanna talk about my life in here, cause man, we'll be going all night in here, and maybe you can see why I ain't right in here. Man, I've been trying to get it right this year, yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm feeling alright in here. Rough, I done found a way for me to wipe my tears. I get down on my knees and I recite my prayers. Lord knows death ain't one of my fears. They're trying to kill me to see if I care. Man, I done shared a story about red and blue. They both close to me, put them together and get raw.
Cause every night I close my eyes, I hope I see something inside.
I talk about love a lot, you know. Maybe that's what the world misses. I don't know.
It is my people who are more ignorant to the truth than any other people on the planet Earth. It is my people, furthermore, who are in the house of their enemies, whom Allah is ready to destroy by fire, and they must be warned. Finally, I must warn you against the devil's temptations, for they are seeking to make you unfit for acceptance into Allah's new world of peace, happiness, and unlimited progress. They have made you drunkards from their wine, whiskey, and beer, and other intoxication. They have made prostitutes of our women, have caused some of our women to love other women and men to love men and practice sex relations with their own sex. They have people addicted to the worst kind of filth. They have made you dependent upon filth and vulgarity for survival. They have made us eaters of forbidden and poisoned swine, made us have wicked, sweary mouths against the Most High God Allah, but Allah knows the guilty ones, and you shall soon see the reality about which I have been warning you for the past few years, made manifest in the rich, wicked world of Satan. Family, you can be anything you want to be in life. You can be whoever who you want to be. Maybe you got to be anything. Be yourself. It's Pimp Black, family.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheVainVerdict. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at The Vain Verdict. Twitter at The Vain Verdict. Instagram, The_Vain_Verdict. Google Plus at The Vain Verdict. Skype, Vain Verdict. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at TheVainVerdict@gmail.com. Again, TheVainVerdict@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/TheVainVerdictPodcast or PayPal me at TheVainVerdict. Peace of life, family.
Oh, yeah. Pay family. Don't forget. Y'all make sure if y'all ain't been checked out Trap, go over there, fuck around with Trap, my dog, Be More Ben, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify again, holla at your boy, Pimp Black on Spinrilla/Pimp Black World, I'm over there, follow me right here, The Vain Verdict, just heard, Facebook, we already did that. Sponsors, attention, y'all already know we at that time of year again. If you'd like to be a sponsor for the Vain Verdict Podcast, email me, please, please. You got about 3 days left. I'm shutting down, you know what I'm saying? And we're running with C-Days to submit your information. So it's TheVainVerdict@gmail.com. Again, that's TheVainVerdict@gmail.com for our sponsors and show inquiries. Other than that, everybody from all my countries, I see you, UK, China, United States, of course, right here, the home team. Moscow, looking at you. Norway, South Africa. Damn, what's up, South Africa, again? Y'all really rocking with the boy, man. But I appreciate and I love each and every last one of y'all. We're going to be back here on tomorrow night. Y'all follow on the social media for the flyers or whatever, because we're going to have to dissect Trump's speech up in the Oval Office. So this shit about to get good, family. Y'all, you did. It's your boy, Pim Black, family. Can't beat nobody but myself. They say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. We say hold your nose and tilt your head back, family. Peace and light.
The Vain Verdict Podcast.